big nod.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept Exhibit A, new Exhibit A, as evidence for what we're looking at on BOE number 16.
We're not voting on the reduction, just accepting
this. I'm accepting this as evidence, not accepting valuations.
A second.
Okay, and you'll notice on the breakdown on down below, like we did in the last one, there's Wendy's that's a part of that, that's the restaurant. Pizza Hut that's actually in line, but it is a restaurant. It's in line in the inline strip. So there are two restaurants that are a part of the component, I think, as we discussed in the past case. Thank you very much. The issues with inline retail these days, not really with restaurants as much. So that would mean that we're really focusing on parcel 50002, 50-10, which is the TJ Maxx. The Dollar Tree and the rest of the shops in parcel 50006. And you can see the breakdowns between our requested value and the current assessment on those.
So the notation here about the Pizza Hut and the Wendy's, there's an appeal from 2015 assessment, apparently.
I'm sorry, sir, were you seeing that?
It says out to the side of Pizza Hut shops at Branson Hills appeal. And then on the other ones it says no appeal, down like Home Depot. Is that the one I'm looking at? Am I looking at the right one?
He's saying they're not appealing that. Excuse me.
So...
Okay, they're not appealing.
Yeah, stretch out no appeal. Okay. They're not appealing those. They are appealing Dollar Tree.
Okay, you're not appealing them here today. I'm sorry.
That is correct.
Gotcha. You got that?
Yeah, I understand that these Pizza Hut, Dollar Tree, Wednesdays, TJ Maxx, parking lot. That's all he's talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you're really just talking about the shopping center that has Pizza Hut at one end, Dollar Tree, and some inline. There's a mattress store in there. And then TJ Maxx. Wendy's is under appeal, yeah.
And Wendy's is hurting like Freddy's was.
They're killing it. Yeah, they can't sell enough hamburgers over there.
Large strawberry teas is actually what.
Yeah, the Frosties are good too.
Although, you know what? You should have used on here that they've lowered the price 50 cents. So they barely getting 50 cents for the Frosties these days and not a dollar. That's at least 100% decrease.
Who knew, right?
There, yeah.
To be consistent with what we did last time, I would move that we deny for Pizza Hut and Wendy's. That would be -050.005 and 050.007.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion on the table to remove from to deny on Exhibit A parcel numbers ending in 007 and 005, which would be Pizza Hut Shops and Wendy's number 35, Shops at Branson. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes take it. So then, to be consistent,
I'll make another motion to accept the values put in Exhibit A and the requested reduction for parcel 050.006, 050.011, 050.01, and 050.002.
I think you said 05.11, and they're not appealing that,
okay,
which is Home Depot.
I'll withdraw that one.
So, may I ask a question?
Yes.
I didn't follow that.
There are
So those numbers down there that don't have an assessment number, are you addressing any of those?
Those are not being appealed.
If they don't have an assessment number, they're not being appealed?
The Chili's, the Home Depot are not being appealed, which means their cost analysis came out with a better number.
Well, they do it themselves, right? Yeah. Does Home Depot own their building?
Oh, okay.
Through their lease, they have the ability, the right,
okay.
And the owner doesn't.
Is that the same way with Chili's?
Yes.
And, gotcha. Where it says no appeal, they're not appealing. So we have three parcel numbers currently that we're looking to, that are looking for appeal at this point. So do we have a motion on the table then?
Yes. That's the Dollar Tree TJ Maxx.
Exhibit A is in Exhibit A006, 010, and 002.
Correct. I second that.
Can I real quick give you what the value is on TJ Maxx? There's one
yes.
of them that you're doing, correct?
Yes. Yes, please.
I think the assessment was $14,98,388, right?
That was our value?
$1,000,000.
Oh, you got it up here?
And the request is $1,294.
Okay.
It's about a 15% decrease, roughly. Is that right?
I got a comment that probably doesn't apply, but I'd just like to remind the BOE that this is a TIF project,
okay,
and that the county sales tax revenues, half of them are lost on this project. And
is that indefinite?
No, it's for 17 years or something like that until they get it paid off.
Until 2027, correct?
I don't remember.
Or that's the SID tax?
No, I don't. There's no SID. This is just a TIF.
Just a TIF.
And so government, this is opinion here, of course, government has moved in here and done this TIF project as well as the Branson Landing.
How does that affect this number evaluation?
Doesn't probably have any effect at all, but it's just the issue that government comes in. City government came in and took half of the county sales tax revenue to build this project, and now we're lowering values. There's really no connection, I guess, but it doesn't quite.
TIF is sales tax, right?
TIF is sales tax.
Tax
well, no,
financing.
This,
both tax
this is on real. That's what you're. It's on real estate too.
The effective base, the original base amount, but since the city owned it before they developed it, that took the base to zero. So any increase over base, if they take 50%.
So in other words, they're already getting a tax break.
Thank you.
What amounts to.
That's
not, not the taxpayer. The taxpayer's not getting a tax break.
Well,
mm-hmm. They're paying full tax. They're paying full load.
Yeah.
Right. But the school system, for instance, is receiving property tax on a vacant piece of ground there. Probably ag land, whatever how many acres that was. All of that property tax that's being collected by anybody, these folks that are paying property tax, goes to pay off that development. Just my opinion, it's not good business.
It sounds like government subsidization of corporations. But
exactly.
But that was not my decision in allowing that.
I feel like I'd be slacking if I didn't make the point.
I appreciate the input, but for me, that information does not specifically come into play with the evidence that's presented before us right here.
I agree.
We can also talk about whether low-income tax credits are viable as well.
Yep.
So, we've got a motion to and a second on the floor, so.
We have a motion to accept these three items and a second. Voting, all in favor, aye.
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 Ayes have it. All right, is that it for Mr. Browning?
I have one more.
All right.
I apologize.
Jeez. Where'd you drive from, Mr. Browning?
I drove from Kansas City.
Okay.
Which isn't bad, but I got to be in Omaha, Nebraska tonight. So
I got
how
you.
How long that's
yeah.
going to take me.
You get to drive through Clinton twice.
I do. Lucky me, right? Are you from Clinton?
No.
Oh, okay.
Paper got thinner.
It did get thinner. This would be easier. How about that? More or less the same premise. This is the post office. It's across the street. How about that?
You actually represent the post office.
Can you believe that I represent the post office across the street?
And actually, I used to deliver mail there to the post office.
There, you've inspected it.
Yeah.
This over at 215 Shadow Rock is an 8,700 square foot building that is leased to the post office by a private owner. Our federal government then leases the property back. At and I'll be honest with you, there's a lease out there that they have not provided me. I'm using $10 a square foot based on comparable leases. This has been requested, and I'm embarrassed to say we don't have it before you. I thought they would have it to me by now. There's an actual lease out there, though, at $10 a square foot, or in that range, I'm assuming, on a full-service basis. We're using $10 in rent on the income approach, $5 per square foot on expense, a 9% cap rate, and the value falls into $398,000 when you take that model. What I do have is the U.S. Postal Service puts properties for sale, lists properties for sale, and that begins on page 28, and it gives us some sort of an idea. What we're requesting, the current assessment is $60 a square foot. What we're requesting is $45 a square foot, and when these things ultimately go vacant, it's actually beginning on page 31, and I apologize for the condition of this copy. Excuse me. They market them out there to whoever in the marketplace wants them. You'll see on page 31 that there's a property out there at $19 a square foot that's listed for sale for $19 a square foot that's similar in a lot of ways to the subject that we're talking about. There's another one in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, which is higher at $70 a square foot. King of Prussia is actually a suburb of Philadelphia. Reading, Pennsylvania at $21. Villa Park, Illinois at 43, Canton, Ohio at $7.34. So they're kind of all over the board. But we did want to provide those to you so that you can see that once these properties are listed for sale, well, frankly, there's a limited marketability to them. At some point, the U.S. Postal Service will decide that they want a newer and nicer facility, and when that time comes, they will exercise their option and not continue this lease. And this property will be in a position where it's got to be marketed to the public. Using $10 a square foot in rent and $5 in expense, again, in a 9 cap rate, the value falls in it. Right at $400,000, it's currently on for $532,341.
So are you trying to go off of a sales approach?
We're trying to go off of an income approach. Unfortunately, I don't have the actual lease to provide you to tell you what the rent is. I have others in rural Missouri that are running about $10 a square foot and $5 an ongoing expense.
part of your case of being whenever they want to sell it, mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a brand new, if you sell their last post office, the floor was falling out of it before they went.